There's been some upheaval in Dorchester recently, partly due to the awkward process of amalgamation and partly due to bad luck. For about 2 weeks now, the Dorchester Village office has been closed with no indication of when it might reopen. The closure was due to initial lab reports that indicated the presence of mold in the office, says CAO Jennifer Bourne. Bourne says staff is working with a consultant to obtain a recommendation regarding remediation efforts in the building. At Monday's Tantramar Committee of the Whole meeting, Bourne told councillors it was still not known when the office would reopen and that a temporary location was in the works.
It is looking like the remediation could be a very large project, so we will be, you know, flipping to a temporary location that we'll look at through, you know, the various departments and what that looks like to ensure, you know, staff safety, as well as we'll have finance there as well. You know, we'll have to look at safes, that sort of thing. So we don't have an ETA of that right now. I'm actually, you know, there's just information that we learn daily. And these are all, you know, it's really a vulnerability that wasn't part of amalgamation, but certainly throws a wrench in the in the plan. So we'll certainly address that and have a temporary location set up going forward.
Bourne says a communication will follow in mid-March for Dorchester residents regarding the temporary location and hours. Until then, residents can be served in person at Sackville Town Hall, make a payment online, or schedule an appointment by phone. Also in Dorchester, changes to the Veterans Community Center have caused quite a bit of uproar in the community. As previously reported on CHMA, there have been rumors that the kitchen of the center might be removed to make way for a permanent location for Bob Edgett's Boxing Club. Councillor Bruce Finney asked for clarification on Monday night, and Recreation Director Matt Pride explained that is not the case.
There has been zero truth to us tearing the kitchen out in there. We had a user group meeting just last Wednesday with all the various user groups for that building, and we made it quite clear that there's no intentions whatsoever of keeping the community out of that space. And in terms of Bob Edgett Boxing Club, that was discussed at that meeting, and there was a couple alternative locations discussed, so we got to look into those, but nothing set in stone. If we were going to have a group like that that's going to have a, you know, permanent spot in one of our buildings, that would have to be brought to council before there's any decisions made on it.
In addition to false rumors about the VCC kitchen, there is also the curious case of the missing tables from the VCC. It seems that after the disposal of chairs in a dumpster behind the center caused some concern in early February, Tantramar staff decided to take a different tack when replacing the tables at the center. At a meeting at the center's user groups on February 22nd, staff announced that the heavy but still useful tables would be up for grabs to anyone who wanted them, and a time was set for the giveaway to happen, the next day from 4 to 6 p.m. The town also advertised the giveaway on its social media channels. But when Tantramar staff arrived on February 23rd to open up the center and give away the tables, they were already gone. It turns out that former village mayor and now Tantramar Ward 1 councillor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell had coordinated with a local volunteer and recycler, Max McNichol, to take care of the tables. According to Facebook posts, McNichol picked up the tables earlier in the day and had put them up for sale that day online, with proceeds going to local food banks. Residents who had been planning to pick up a free table or two were not amused. Wiggins-Caldwell did not respond to a request for comment, but in a message on social media explained that she had taken away something different from the meeting with Matt Pride and local VCC user groups and was not aware of the giveaway plan for the following day. So that evening, Wiggins-Caldwell shopped the tables around, first checking with the Mount Watley Community Center, who didn't need them, and then calling McNichol, who agreed to use them as a fundraiser for the food bank. Wiggins-Caldwell is calling the episode a miscommunication. She wrote in a Facebook comment, "I believe the decision to have the tables recycled and funds donated to our Sackville Dorchester food banks was made in the best interest of the community and would benefit families in need." Tantramar Recreation Director Matt Pride had this to say about the matter on Monday.
We did have that meeting with the community groups on the 22nd, and we told them there that the Deanna Cadman would be available at the Veterans Center from 4 to 6 p.m. the following evening for anyone who wants to come in and pick up a table or chair, and we had that we were giving away, posted on our social media, and when folks got there, the tables were gone. So, you know, it's something that we're going to deal with internally.
As of Thursday afternoon, Pride said there is nothing further to report, so we can't say if the tables will be returned to the center for the planned giveaway or remain for sale.